Try the radio.
Here we go.
Yes, please, please, let's go.
Begin sequence.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
What's this?
Wednesday.
Welcome to the show. Thank you for joining
Come
us.
Come on, guys. Hurley Worm gets the worm.
Are you ready?
We are good to go.
Bring it on.
Let Wednesday begin.
It's showtime.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Okay, is everybody ready to head out to the beach right after the show this morning? This could be a spectacular day.
Yeah.
I think the most important question this morning is who's going to be the first one to say, hey, man, it's too hot?
Me. Okay, me. Definitely it, really. Me. I love to complain about the weather. It's the only thing I have.
Well, here it comes. It's going to be in the mid-80s today.
Yeah.
It just said, bam, here comes summer, like that. So other things we have coming up in the program today. We got, Dirty Laundry.
Yeah.
We got to talk about how messed up Johnny Depp is. Have you seen the reports on Johnny Depp and his bodyguards?
I know, right?
Oh, my God, it's unbelievable. Okay, we got Win a Grand in 60 Seconds coming up at 5:50 this morning. Of course, we got Men from Maine at 6:20 and 7:20. And we'll have another 5K Artist of the Day coming up. We'll reveal the first keyword to text at 8 o'clock this morning. $5,000 up for grabs coming up today throughout the broadcast day, okay? And are you going to give us your special report this morning, LB?
My special report is going to be on a vacation deal breaker when you're renting a house. What is it important to have when you're on vacation? And this house didn't have it. So I just had to break the deal.
Well, for me, it's walls, because I usually spend mine in a tent.
Okay. Well, hey, and how about the fox?
Right?
The fox attack.
The wild animals of Burlington. Maybe he was headed to the mall.
Yeah, probably so. Okay.
The wiffle ball bat star of the day. I mean.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. I'm really excited about that.
You know, this gives more credence to going back to real wooden baseball bats. That's what I'm thinking here. So Brian tells me the first thing his daughter says to him yesterday.
I was putting her to bed last night. I go, it's going to be really warm tomorrow, honey. You'll probably be able to wear shorts. We go to the beach?
No, I go to the beach.
All of this is coming up this morning right here in the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR, the Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
It is time to let the action begin. The excitement, the drama of Win a Grand in 60 Seconds. And our player is on the line this morning. She is a hairstylist from Lowell, Massachusetts. Her name is Valerie Laura Result. Good morning, Valerie, and welcome to the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. How are you doing this morning?
Good, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. So you are a hairstylist, so I suppose you've been able to pick up a lot of totally useless information from standing there styling people as they sit in your chair and they just babble on and on and on. Is that pretty much it?
Yeah, that's true, but, you know, it's good. It's good.
It's good.
It's all good. Yes.
It's all good. Okay, so you're not nervous or anything, just want you to relax, right?
A little nervous.
Oh, no, don't be nervous. Don't be nervous at all.
Don't
okay,
be nervous.
Here's what's going to happen to you, so just so you'll feel comfortable. LBF is going to take 60 seconds to ask you 10 questions. During that 1 minute period of time, as you progress through, if you don't know the answer to a question immediately, just say pass, we move on, and then if we have time left at the end, you can come back and pick up any of that you missed. Okay, so are you ready to go?
Yes.
LBF, are you prepared?
I am prepared.
3, 2, 1, go.
Spell mouse.
M-O-U-S-E.
What is the long appendage that hangs from an elephant's face called?
Trunk.
Who was the former Red Sox player kicked off this season's Dancing with the Stars?
Pass.
Charles de Gaulle Airport is located in what country?
France.
Arachnophobia is a fear of what?
A fear of spiders.
What is 28 minus 17?
28 minus 17, 9.
You might find yourself living in a shotgun shack is a lyric sung by what band?
Pass.
What pop singer named her daughter Lourdes?
Madonna.
What author wrote the books that inspired the show Game of Thrones?
Pass.
What is the term for a bond rated below investment grade?
Pass.
Okay, well, who was the former Red Sox?
We're out of time. But You got five correct here, so you did fairly well this morning, and we're going to pick up the ones you missed. Okay,
okay, Johnny Damon was the former Red Sox player, kicked off this season's Dancing with the Stars, last night. 11 is the answer to 28 minus 17. Math is hard on the fly.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no,
but it's okay. You may find yourself living in a shotgun shack as a lyric sung by Talking Heads. The author who wrote the books inspired the show Game of Thrones is George R.R. Martin, and a junk bond is a term for a bond related below investment grade.
Valerie, for you, a consolation prize this morning in celebration of National Concert Week. You won a pair of tickets to see Chicago and REO Speedwagon together in one huge concert. It's going to be August 5th at the Xfinity Center. This week only, visit LiveNation.com for an exclusive $20 all-in ticket offer for fans to celebrate the tickets' kickoff to the biggest summer season ever. So congratulations, enjoy the concert, and thank you very much, Valerie, for being a member of the Nation. We really, really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Have a great day.
Have a terrific day.
You too.
Okay.
And
for everybody else, if you think you got what it takes, and you want to play, log on to WROR.com.
More Lauren and Wally now on 105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Well, love it isn't always on time, but Men from Maine is, and it's 6:20, so here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Effie has taken a part-time job as a cleaning lady for Bangor's wealthiest socialite, Mrs. Amelia Bouvier. And we hear this conversation on the first day of work.
Now listen, I want you to use great care with anything you handle in this living room.
Oh, don't you worry about that, Mrs. Bouvier. What about this table over here?
Be particularly careful with that table because it goes back to Louis XIV.
Oh, I wouldn't be embarrassed about that. My whole living room set goes back to the rent-a-center on the 11th.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Uh-huh.
Right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show, brought to you by Horizon Interiors.
Okay, so coming up next, we're going to give you the answer of what kind of a wackadoodle spends 30 grand on a postcard from a serial killer.
Oh.
Okay, stand by for that.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Good morning and welcome to the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. Yes, this is the day we've all been waiting for. It'll be 86 degrees today.
It'll be great, but you know what? I hope you're refreshed this morning. I hope you got some sleep because we stayed up and watched the late night shows so that you didn't have to. And here's what Seth Meyers had to say about the Taco Bell intruder in California.
A California man who police say was drunk and hungry broke into a Taco Bell this weekend in the middle of the night and ate taco ingredients. It's one of those rare offenses where the punishment is the crime.
Yeah, exactly. And James Corden's take on the, as you said, wackadoodle who spent 30 grand on a serial killer's postcard.
Here's an impressive story. A postcard believed to have been sent by infamous serial killer Jack the Ripper has just sold at auction for $30,000. Yeah, well, $30,000 plus an extra 49 cents for postage. But paying $30,000 for a serial killer's note, this has to be by far the most expensive way to have your friends ask you, hey man, are you okay? The buyer of the postcard was not identified, but I think we all know it was totally Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage. What the f*** is that?
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Holy
105.7 WROR.
Hey, the fox in Burlington that attacked, did they get any of the results back? Have you heard, did they get the results back on the
I don't know if they, the rabies thing, I know they were testing, that's it.
Attacked two different women. And so we were just wondering, if anybody out there has been ever attacked by a wild animal, we would love to hear your wild animal attack story this morning. Yeah, okay, so we'll cover that coming up in just a few minutes. First of all, give us a call, 617-931-1057. Yes, if you were ever attacked by a wild animal, because ours, you know, are pretty lame. So 617-931-1057, give us a call. Love to hear your story. And Hank is here with an update on his traffic story.
You've actually been attacked more than most.
A couple different kind of animals.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to When Wild Animals Strike. You know, I'm pretty sure that fox up in Burlington is going to turn out to be
rabid.
You know, rabid. Yeah, I mean, because that was really, really, really strange behavior.
Why, what happened?
Well, the lady, two different ladies up in Burlington were out. One was...
That was their first mistake. Stay inside.
It says the indoor cat. And one of them, she escaped unharmed. The other one waited. She ran with her daughter to get her back in the house. She got the daughter back in the house. Then she turns around to go in the house, and she tripped, and the fox bang was on her.
Ooh, that's like a horror movie, the old trip.
Exactly. You know, and the fox bit her several times on both legs. And her husband, she was beating, this one lady was beating the fox with a
wiffle ball bat. I did it like this. I did it like that. I did it with a wiffle ball bat. Oh.
Wow, that's boom.
And then her husband came out, and he's beating the fox with a stick, and the fox finally runs away. So they call the authorities, and the cops come out, and they finally track the fox down, because he was just, you know, he was crazy. He was hanging around the neighborhood.
Crazy like a fox?
Crazy like a fox, exactly. But he wasn't a crazy enough fox, because the cops shot him. And now they've got him out for testing. So we were just talking about, you know, wild animal attacks. Now, Hank has never been attacked by a wild
animal. No, a goldfish came after me once. I tried to feed him. Other than that, nothing really, you know.
You know, and Brian, you've never really had an animal attack.
No, but I saw my dad attacked by our family cat one time. When the cat got up on the roof of the garage, and my dad had to get the ladder out and climb up the ladder. Out. He was on his way to, like, night school. He had his, like, tie on. That cat tore the heck out of the tie. He's like, really? I'm just trying to get you off the roof. But, yeah, no real wild animals.
I've been attacked by, like, three different animals that I can, you know, recall. A goose, an owl, and a bull.
And, wow.
All at the same time?
Not all at the same time. No. And the goose, I understand, and the owl, I understand. Because I think that, you know, the goose thought, okay, I was going after the goslings or something.
You probably were. And, I know you.
And I just walking by, you know, ignoring the goose, and had all these little baby geese around there. And the goose came over and starts going after me. I said, hey, take it easy. And then the other time I was attacked by an owl, and both of those happened on a golf course.
Of course they did. Yeah.
And the owl must have been close to the babies in the nest. Yep. But the really strange one was the bull.
Your golf game, you probably The bull!
What? Now, this didn't happen on a golf course. This happened. This happened on a farm. So, a buddy and I, we have a summer job in college. And so, the summer job is kind of a weird job. We're going through the country.
Does it involve bulls?
Well, not really.
And rubber gloves?
But it does involve farm animals. So, we're out, putting up billboards on farmers' properties out in little country roads. And, while we're out there doing, and we were traveling all summer in this truck. So we're out there, and a little muses ourselves, and so there's a field of cows. And I said to my buddy, I said, you know, I can call cows, and they'll come over to the fence here. And so we climb the fence, and we go on in, you know, and I start mooing at the cows.
How did you do it?
Yeah, we got to hear that.
Let's hear it.
Oh, you can
pretty good. Wow.
So after, you know, just a couple of minutes,
I was ready.
The cows are all looking at me, and they all start coming over. And all of a sudden, out of no place, this bull comes running across the field really, really fast. He's really pissed off because I'm calling his cows over. So I took off running, and I thought, okay, there's only one chance. I got to get over that fence. Because he was closing fast.
That is so possessive. Even so bulls.
I get there and I'm running full speed. I leap and it's a barbed wire fence. And I almost made it.
Oh no.
You know how you go over something like you're hurdling?
Yeah.
Okay. My trail leg caught the barbed wire on the way over.
That's better than what could have caught that barbed wire on the way over.
That's right.
That's actually a happy ending.
Yeah. I survived.
But it was really amazing. Brutal.
Okay, watch out for wild animals. And watch out for Kansas City.
Oh, man, talk about bulls. Red Sox looked like they had the Royals wrapped up last night. They led 3-2 in the top of the ninth. Craig Kimbrell on the mound. Well, Kansas City did not keel over for Kimbrell. Alex Gordon tied the game with a solo home run. Sox couldn't score, so it goes to extras. They both score in the 12th and the 13th. The Royals put up a three spot. They go up 7-4. Sox manage two in the bottom of the inning. They lose, though, 7-6 in 13. Mitch Moreland and Eduardo Nunez both homered. It's a getaway day. Series wraps up this afternoon at 1:05. Drew Pomeranz against Danny Duffy. Bruins back home. They face the Lightning tonight at the Garden. Game 3 of their second-round playoff series. It's tied at 1. Celts look to go up 2-0 tomorrow night when they host Philly on the parquet. Listen to this story yesterday. NFL top pick Baker Mayfield's agent said the Patriots considered trying to trade up to the number two pick that the Giants had if Mayfield wasn't picked first by the Browns. Can you imagine what kind of week they'd be having in Foxborough right now? Think Tom Brady would feel appreciated? NBA playoffs, Cavs over Toronto, 113-112 in overtime. Warriors over the Pelicans, 121-116. NHL playoffs, the Caps and the Jets, they both won. And justifies a 3-1 favorite for the Run for the Roses Saturday at the Kentucky Derby. Mendelsohn is second at 5-1, and Magnum Moon is third at 6-1. You can see all the Bruins, Red Sox, and Celtics highlights at WROR.com. Sports is brought to you by Sullivan Tire.
The Big Brian Bellbuster is coming up next in the morning. This morning, it's all about...
We're going to get Cliff. He's the boss, and Marty and Doug wanted to get him. This is brought to you by Citizens Bank. They run a work at a lawn care company, yep. And so I called Cliff to try to convince him not to use leaf blowers anymore.
Really?
If you do actually need to, you know, continue to blow the leaves, you know those great big bellows? You can use them, like, in your fireplace? If you get, like, a really big two-man blacksmith bellows, you know, and you can blow the leaves, but it's very quiet, very green, very earth-friendly, and it's also, you know, reduces the noise pollution.
Look, I can't accommodate you right at this moment.
Good morning, Wally. Mornings, 105.7 WROR.
Hello?
The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
All right, I heard from Doug and Marty, and they want to get their boss, Cliff. Now, Cliff runs a lawn care service, and he doesn't want to give up his leaf blowers, so I thought we could have a little fun with Cliff.
Yes. Great time here.
Yes, trying to reach Cliff.
Cliff speaking to you.
Hello, Cliff. This is Ron Swanson from the Neighborhood Organization Against Leaf Blowers. We're called No Blow.
Okay.
We've noticed your trucks in some of our neighborhoods here, and, you know, these neighboring towns that have implemented some great sound restrictions on some of the equipment you fellas use. Well, we're hoping you might be able to help us out in our neighborhood.
You know, it's unless we're going to use a broom and a dustpan, I don't see how it's done.
The biggest problem, of course, with noise pollution are the leaf blowers. They're used an awful lot. So we have some ideas for leaves that could help you.
Like what?
Well, you know, those grabbers that old people use to get things off of really high shelves? If you use one of those, that could also pick up the leaves pretty well, you know, if you get a whole crew of people with those.
Well, you're talking about doubling the crew. We'd be there for 2 days.
Yeah, and I'm sure your cost would reflect that. Have you ever tried using a long stick with a nail on the end to pick up the leaves?
No, again, that's time-consuming.
You know, there's also a thing you could use called a rake. I don't know if you've ever seen rakes. Those are also a good way to
pick up the rakes. Yes, of course we've seen rakes. But the problem with rakes is that you start using it on a lawn, it's going to start pulling the grass up. Makes your job even more difficult.
Okay, well, if you do actually need to, you know, continue to blow the leaves, you know those great big bellows? You can use them, like, in your fireplace. If you get, like, a really big two-man blacksmith bellows, you know, and you can blow the leaves, but it's very quiet. You know, that would be, if you had, like, a guy on each side with a really big one, it would probably do the same effect.
Yeah, you know, have you ever thought about approaching the leaf blower companies and asking them to tone down the sound? Mufflers on them, they call them.
Maybe I'll call them next, Cliff. That's a good idea. Now, lawnmowers have like a 90 decibel level, and they're very loud. So, a few ideas for replacing lawnmowers. Two-man job again, but if you get some yard shears, very large yard shears, you could really do a nice job, and it's very, very quiet. Or perhaps goats. Goats are a good investment.
You have to be kidding. I mean, that's lawn shears?
Yeah, yeah.
Get down on your knees and cut them. Oh, come on.
Yeah, there's also the...
That's not even feasible.
The Soviet sickle method. It's very popular with the proletariat. It's a sickle method. It's very green, very earth-friendly, and it's also, you know, reduces the noise pollution.
Look, I can't accommodate you right at this moment. It's just simply a job that's not easily taken care of.
I'd hate to have to come down and have a, you know, very quiet sit-in at your company to get you to comply to these noise restrictions, you know?
I just don't understand this, you know, closed mind and coming up with antiquated methods to cut a grass. Come on.
You don't think goats would do a good job?
No, I don't. Not to mention you need triple your crews.
I bet Doug and Marty could handle it.
How do you know Doug and Marty?
Well, you know what, Cliff? They contacted me, Brian Bell,
And this is a Brian Bellbuster clip.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, Doug and Marty told us here that it's your birthday and we should have a little fun with you. You hate when people try to take your leaf blowers away.
Yeah, tell me about it. Yeah. Those two guys are fired.
Oh, come on. At least you're not going to let them make them use yard shears.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Lorne and Wally Show, and we appreciate
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Hey, listen, thanks, guys. You know, we got you guys on all the time.
All right. Well, hey, thanks, have a great birthday. Thanks for listening to the WROR.
Thank you. You take care now.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lorne and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
Absolutely beautiful day like today. And immediately everybody starts thinking, okay, vacation time. Here comes summer. It's going to be perfect. I got to get that place rented. So LB'd already been on the case. And so
this
is amazing.
You know, when I'm working, I'm always online looking for vacation houses.
Of course, yes.
Yeah. Like everybody.
Just
who
like
doesn't?
Everybody else.
And so I get this email, and I'm like, oh, it's this cottage in Nantucket. I was like, oh, okay. That's a little pricey for me. Yep. But I click on it, and it's this little cottage on the ocean.
On the water, right?
Right on the, you have 180 view of the ocean.
It's very isolated.
It's adorable.
Amazing view.
Amazing, amazing view. And the price wasn't like Nantucket price. I was like, oh, this is doable. So I turned to Dave and I said, what about renting a place on Nantucket? He's like, do it. I was like, okay.
Wow,
so I emailed the guy back. He's always like that, though. He'd spend money. And so so I got to reel him in usually. And so I emailed the guy back. I'm like, send me the lease. He's like, great. So he sends me the lease and I'm like, ready to sign it. And then there's this other attachment about the cottage.
Yeah.
So I was reading it. And the house has been in our family for 100 years. Our great-grandfather built it as the place to escape from the pressures of Nantucket Town, if you can believe it.
Oh, the high-pressure of Nantucket Town.
And it goes on. It was built on the bluff overlooking the Atlantic Ocean, the southern ocean surf side of the island. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Beautiful.
A couple of miles from the airport, 5 miles from town, 3 to 4 miles west of Tom Never's Head. Excellent. Accessible by car, the whole bit.
Yeah.
Then I get to this graph. There is no heat, electricity, or phone.
Oh.
Okay. Which, as you can imagine, makes it a quiet, relaxing spot or someplace to get murdered.
So there's probably no Wi-Fi, huh?
That's exactly what I thought. Yep. I'm like, okay. How am I supposed to Instagram my vacation if there's no Wi-Fi? So I'm like, oh, okay, well, you know, it's summer, so.
Don't really need the heat, you know.
Don't need the heat, yeah. Right,
there is a gas-driven generator that powers a water pump. What?
Uh-huh.
I'm like, there's also a hot water heater, a gas stove, a couple of gas lamps, a cooking grill, and a refrigerator, all powered by propane from a large tank in the back of the house. Okay. All right, so I'm like, well, that's really rustic, but I'm like, I'm a girl who's, my company line is like, if people who like camping obviously have never been to a Fairmont, but I'm like, all right, this could be good, getting away from it all.
It's like renting a wooden tent.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
There are 4 other houses in the area not always occupied, and then nothing for a mile or so.
Uh-huh.
The cliff at the water, get this, was the deal breaker.
Wait, the cliff?
The cliff?
At the water.
At the water.
Is about 15 feet high, with a wooden stairway leading down to the water. The beach is very private in the surf side of the island, so the ocean is rough. The surf can be very high and dangerous, especially for kids. There can be undertows and big waves and no lifeguard.
And don't forget, there's no phone to call 911.
Okay.
I was like, that was it. Because you know what?
Kathy Bates wasn't one of the neighbors.
Oh, my God. Wow. You guys, I was like, well, I mean, I could picture it. Me stumbling in the dark, drunk, falling over
of
a
course.
Cliff, and then getting swept away by the undertow. I had my whole vacation planned out.
Well, tell them about the oil lamps.
Yeah.
Okay,
this
so
is
then
amazing.
I'm like, all right, so then I read the things to bring.
Yeah.
Please bring propane canisters for Coleman lamps. I'm like, what is that? I don't even
really?
Where do you even get that? And then you have to get the short, squatty kind from camping stores, not the tall, skinny kind from hardware stores.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I have some of those in my car.
They're too unstable. And if you use more than that, you have to leave some. I'm like, what? I don't even know what this compound is. Yeah. And then there's a propane-powered refrigerator station in the bathroom. bathhouse in the courtyard. I was like, what? And then
that
sounds
like an outhouse.
I know, a red gasoline can for fuel pump and a small blue-gray can of kerosene for the lamps.
Kerosene.
Please.
Kerosene or lamp oil may be available at some of the gas stations or Marlene.
Maybe you need to hike into town and see Ishmael to bring you the whale oil.
Please bring some whale oil and a harpoon. Yeah, and
my God. There's directions
for... 5 pounds of blubber.
There's a direction for the water pump. I'm like, what am I? In Little House on the Prairie, do not hang any of the lamps on from hooks on the walls or doorways because it's a serious fire hazard. Do not buy blue tip matches.
Wow.
And finally,
oh God.
Flush as little as possible.
Okay, sign me up.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show, brought to you by Horizon Interiors.
Oh, man. 105.7 WROR.
Hey, when do you leave?
Sign me up. Hey, the best part is, it was $3,100 for a week.
Right?
Unbelievable. Okay, Men for Maine coming up next. Eva's calls in sick. His boss has a really peculiar suggestion to make him feel better.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, everybody, let's get to it. Your 720 Men for Maine. So here we go. Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephus calls the sawmill to report he can't make it because he's sick. And we hear...
Sawmill, Zig speaking.
Not yet, boss. This is Ephus.
Yeah?
Listen, I'm not going to be able to get into work today.
What's the matter?
Well, I'm really sick. I've got cramps and high fever, nausea, wicked diarrhea, and a little bit of blood.
Boy, it sounds horrible. Let me tell you something, Ephus. When I'm feeling sick like you do, I go to my wife and ask her to make love. And that makes everything better. And then off I go to work. Why don't you try that?
All right, I'll give it a try. Thanks.
A couple of hours later, the door to the sawmill opens, and in walks Ephus, and we hear...
Well, my God, Ephus, you made it to work. You must be feeling better.
Oh, yes, I do. And I want to thank you for that idea. I feel so good now.
Well, good for you.
Oh, and one other thing.
What's that?
That's a mighty fine house you got there.
Yes. For another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah?
Right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
Oh, my God!
The Lauren and Wally Show.
What the f*** is that, bro?
105.7 WROR.
Now, you may recall yesterday morning, right here on this program, we were telling about the three new things they have coming out from Oreo cookies. They got, like, kettle corn cookies, Oreos, and then they got pina colada Oreos, and there was...
Cherry Coke or something like that. Oreos,
yeah. And so they're doing voting on this, and we have discovered that what they need is a marketing campaign. We're going to vote for the pina colada.
Oh, yeah.
Cookie. So we got a terrific commercial for it coming up in just minutes. Stand by for that.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
So as we were telling you, Oreo, the people at Oreo, come out with three new cookies that they're going to try to market. And they got a choice. You got the kettle corn Oreo cookies. You got the cherry Coke Oreo cookies. And you got pina colada Oreo cookies. Now we decided those sound horrible. So we sent our ace marketing department, we sent them the job of making an honest commercial for Oreo about these cookies. And I think you're going to like what we came up with.
Oreo pina colada, cherry cola Oreos, kettle corn's a new flavor, they all sound really gross.
Okay, that's honest.
I ate one and I lost my appetite. I could not stand the taste. You must have lost all your taste buds if you think that they're great.
Thank you very much.
105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Yes, it is time for your 7:45 Dirty Laundry Update with LBM.
Okay, this is brought to you by Neighborhood Health Plan. We've got questions. Are cookie ice cream sandwiches just pure chaos? Rock and roll might go bankrupt. The Tonys, but first, Johnny Depp is a crazy animal, according to his bodyguards or his fired bodyguards. Okay, so Johnny Depp has been going through a little bit of stuff. This is what happens when you've got a lot of money. I mean, you know, there was this situation with his now ex-wife. There was that video of him ranting and raving and breaking expensive wine bottles and all that other stuff. Well, now two of Johnny Depp's ex-bodyguards are suing him, claiming they never got overtime or meal and rest breaks. They started working for Johnny in 2016 and immediately noticed things were spiraling downward. He'd fired a lot of his staff, so the bodyguards had to pick up a lot of that slack, including driving. They were often asked to drive cars that contained illegal substances, open containers, and minors.
What are they
that
odd?
Sounds fun.
Yeah.
They also had to become caretakers for Johnny and protect him from himself. Last time, he the time he was so messed up at a club that they had to tell him, quote, illegal substances were visible on his face. Okay. So there's Johnny.
And all the money he spent and wasted.
I know.
His financial advisor said.
It's crazy. But what do you expect? It's Hollywood. They're insane. And speaking of insane, Chrissy Teigen is a little insane because she got in a Twitter debate with Kumail Nanjiani. He's a comedian, by the way. He's in a really good movie called The Big Sick. She tweeted that an ice cream sandwich... he tweeted an ice cream sandwich freshly made so the structural integrity of the cookie isn't compromised is pretty doable. Just a tweet about an ice cream sandwich.
Right,
Chrissy Teigen...
You like ice cream sandwich? Yeah, of course, okay.
She's like, no, cookie ice cream sandwiches are garbage, adding that the only ice cream sandwich should be the rectangular blocks with chocolate cakey bread with holes.
Ew.
This is not an opinion, it is a fact. Well, he said that's not true, and John Legend, who's married to Chrissy, went against his wife, but she was undeterred. And she said, when you bite the cookie, it smashes the ice cream and causes deliberate chaos. And then she tweeted a picture of herself eating an ice cream sandwich. Celebrities.
Wafer.
They're insane. I like the traditional ice cream sandwich rectangle.
I make my own.
Yeah, I know. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Delicious.
About that.
Use those Tate's chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, that's actually good.
All right,
I'll give you that.
Okay.
Mean Girls and SpongeBob SquarePants led the pack of the Tony Awards yesterday. 12 nominations each. I have it on good authority, and by good authority, Bob Ryan saw SpongeBob SquarePants and said it was wonderful. Harry Potter and the Cursed Child got 10 nominations. This is the Tonys. The Tonys will be on June 10th. Sarah Bareilles and the voice of an angel, Josh Groban, will host the celebrities who got nominated, so they'll be in the audience. Tina Fey for Mean Girls, Andrew Garfield for Angels in America, Denzel Washington, Amy Schumer, Michael Cera, Laurie Metcalf.
Wow.
And so Cheetah Rivera is going to be honored, and John Leguizamo and Bruce Springsteen are going to get special Tony Awards. So that's exciting.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at that. All those famous people taking work from, just hardworking Broadway
actors.
Hey, shout out to Peg McFeely Golden, who grew up in Medford, lives in Weston. She's a member of the Tony Voting Board, and she listens all the time online.
Oh, wow.
No kidding.
Exciting.
Well, thanks.
Okay, Gibson Guitars is going out of business, perhaps going bankrupt. That's pretty sad. But what's really awesome is this 68-year-old woman singing AC/DC on Britain's Got Talent. Want to hear it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Feel at ease, feel at free.
Oh,
I'm a ticket on a one way ride.
She got it.
Don't say nothing.
She's great. She sounds like Tina Turner.
She does, doesn't she?
I got everything on my side.
There you go.
That's
wow, that's
well,
pretty
like
rad.
The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
The excitement is building because it is time to play Win a Grand in 60 Seconds. On the line, we have a player this morning, Stephen Pridham, who is in the catering business, and he's from Woburn, Massachusetts. Good morning, Stephen, and welcome to Win a Grand in 60 Seconds. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Good morning.
Excellent. Great to talk with you. Are you feeling pretty confident this morning?
I'm trying to think of the question she's going to ask, but I have no idea.
Okay. LB now
will... I don't either.
LB will now be asking you 10 questions within 60 seconds. You'll hear the timer just in the background ticking away. Get through these as fast as you possibly can. You come across a question you're not sure about, go ahead and say pass. We get to the end. You have time left over. We go back and pick up the questions. You win $1,000 in cash if you get them all. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
What is the name of the part of the human skeleton that protects the brain?
Skull.
Who was the 44th president of the United States?
George W. Bush.
Who is Ernie's roommate on Sesame Street?
Bert.
True or false, the jaguar is the fastest land animal on the planet?
False.
What is 56 divided by 4?
56 divided by 4 is... Oh, God. 13.
Who said, let them eat cake?
I'm sorry, it's 14. The other aunt is 14. I'm sorry.
Okay, who said...
Let them eat cake?
Yep.
Pass.
Which NBA team won its first title in 2015 after waiting for 40 years?
Cleveland Cavaliers.
What is the unit of currency in Russia?
Lira.
What was once known at lunch counters as a Coney Island chicken?
Chicken filet, no idea.
Okay. Oh, time is up.
Okay, now here's the deal. You were wrong on three of those answers, and you.
I'm not surprised.
You passed on some others. So, LB, if you'd go ahead and review for us, please.
Okay, the 44th president of the United States is Barack Obama. Ernie's roommate was Bert. You got that right. Let's see. What's 56 divided by 4? You ended up being correct. Marie Antoinette said, let him eat cake.
I thought it was Tom Carvel.
That's funny. The Golden State Warriors won in 2015 after waiting for 40 years for the NBA title. The ruble is the unit of currency in Russia, and a hot dog is once was known as lunch counters as a Coney Island chicken.
Oh, my God, that's horrible.
Okay, we got to find progress.
You said so we didn't have to.
We're here to be consoling this morning for you, Stephen. A celebration of National Concert Week, so we have a pair of tickets for you to see Chicago and REO Speedwagon together in one great concert, August 5th at the Xfinity Center. And this
week,
hey, you're going to have a great time.
Yes.
And everybody else, this week only, visit LiveNation.com for an exclusive $20 all-in ticket offer for fans to celebrate the kickoff to its biggest summer season ever. Thank you very much for playing the game today. Enjoy the concert, Stephen. Have a terrific day.
You too. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. Everybody else, hey, you think you got what it takes? Enter the contest now, WRR.com. We'll randomly pick players from online entries, and you could be playing next right here at WROR. Welcome to the totally educational segment of the program. Ladies and gentlemen, this is three things you need to know today.
Okay, it's very important.
Excellent.
I just want to let you know that Facebook is now offering a dating service. Mark Zuckerberg announced it yesterday in San Jose. He called it a natural fit since more than 200 million people list themselves as single on Facebook. It'll launch soon with an optional feature of a goal of finding long-term relationships. And I don't know. I guess it's like one of those things where you can just do anything on it, but it has a couple of rules on it. And Seth Meyers had this to say.
Founder Mark Zuckerberg announced today that Facebook has developed a new dating platform and promises the site is not for hookups and will not connect people already listed as friends. So get ready to swipe left on your mom.
Anyway, I guess what happened was really interesting that the other dating sites, their stocks completely tanked yesterday.
Oh, sure, yeah.
So anyway, there's that. Okay, and you guys, guess what? I'm going to run a marathon. I've decided.
What?
You are?
Yes, get I am. I have decided that I'm going to give up my couch potato lifestyle and run a marathon. This one's for me. It's in Texas. I got to travel for it. And it's the first ever 0.5K.
The 0.5K?
It's a half a K run. It begins on Saturday at a local brewery and ends about a third of a mile away. You get a free beer at the start and the finish with a donut and coffee station around 164 yards into the race. And if you can go the VIP route and you can pay an extra $25 to have volunteers drive you the 1,640 feet over the finish line in a Volkswagen bus.
So there are two training sites, the Sam Adams Brewery and, of course, Dunkin' Donuts.
Anyway, I'm really psyched about it, so I'll let you know how it goes.
I understand that. Okay. Listen to this. Okay, this is very important, people. If you were born in 1957, 1968, 1979, 1989, 2000, or 2013, I got some really bad news for you this morning. Brace yourself. Your life will be 5.2 years shorter than the average person's life.
Wow, that's a lot.
Okay, and the reason for that is, and they have finally determined, it's because during those birth years, during the pregnancy, solar activity and radiation from the sun and UV radiation from the solar rays affected the growth during pregnancy. However,
wow,
there is one thing.
That's scary.
Here's one thing that will extend your life by 14 years.
Sunscreen.
Nope.
Becoming a vampire.
Nope. But it only works for men. It all depends on what you trade, what you consider the good trade-off on this.
All right, I'm all ears.
All you have to do is have your testicles removed.
Oh, boy. That's
men who have them removed.
Dave was born in 68.
Men who have them removed live on average 14 years longer
That's
than the average.
Insane.
Wow.
Or does it just seem like it's
would
14
you,
years longer?
Would you do it?
What, are you crazy?
Well, 14 years is a long time. You might be able to do some fun things.
And then there's some fun things you probably wouldn't be able to
Not
do.
Not enough fun things.
Really? I'm
out. Out!
You're probably a much quicker swimmer, though.
That's probably true. You're not so worried about if the water's cold.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so there you go.
You
okay. Coming up next, superheroes have taken over the movies. Okay? How many superheroes are too many superheroes? And if you could have one superpower, what would it be?
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Hey, that is Super Trap. Speaking of Super Trap, let's speak about Super. Okay, did anybody go in and see the new Avengers movie, Infinity War?
Not yet.
Not yet. We're the only ones in the world who haven't gone to see it yet.
I know, everyone's talking about it.
There's too many superheroes. It's confusing.
$249 million at the box office in the opening weekend. It's absolutely stunning. So, you know, you may be right about that. Too many superheroes.
Yeah, I'm obviously right, because everyone else in the world has gone to see it.
No, I'm with you. I understand what you're saying. But it's all about superpowers. Now, got to thinking about this. If you could have any superpower in the entire, you know, any superpower that you can imagine, would you pick, have you picked one, ever picked one that you would really be into?
Yeah. I mean, I think everybody who thinks about it.
Hey, Brian, what do you think?
Well, I mean, there's so many good ones. I mean, you know, it'd be nice to be, like, indestructible. That'd be kind of
yeah,
cool.
That's helpful.
I'd probably drive faster.
Yeah.
Probably,
that's
yeah.
For sure.
Okay, Hank, what about you?
I'd love to be able to fly. I'm very impatient. I like to get places quickly, I like the view from up above.
Well, they went out and they asked, all these moviegoers who are going to see all the superheroes, what they would choose. And so far, nobody's hit on the number one choice.
What would you choose?
You know, I've never heard of this superpower, or even if it could be a superpower, but I'd choose good luck. You know,
well,
I mean, if you were, like, super lucky, oh, hey, man, I'm running low on cash, and I think I'll run and buy a scratch ticket.
Right.
Boom, and you're set.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was Wally's superpower.
Yeah, I know.
Well,
he really has that.
He had super luck. Yeah.
What's really the
did.
Number one?
What would yours
be? Yeah, how about you?
What, mine?
Yeah.
My superpower would be to metabolize a dozen donuts in a single day.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Now you're talking crazy.
That's amazing.
You know, that would be amazing.
Fat chance.
See what he did there?
Yeah. That would be a great one, though.
That would be. Okay, number one of all the people, they ask all these people who went to see the movie if you could choose one. Invisibility.
You know what? You brought up a caveat.
It's good, but unless you can turn it on and off. Because if it's, you know, there was a short story about a guy who wanted to be invisible, and then he was invisible, and then he got hit by a bus crossing the street.
See, there you go. Oh.
You know what? When you're a woman over 40, you're invisible.
And like, yeah.
Okay. Well, see, that one's already taken. Thank you.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show.